Good evening. The title of the message is The Fiery Serpent, Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 9. After the Lord gave him a great victory over King Arab, and they vowed, let us have a great victory, and he delivered the Canaanites into their hands, and with the Lord helped them slaughter the Canaanites. Now they were journeying. And verse 4, and they journeyed from Mount Horeb by the way of the Red Sea to compress the land of Edom. And the souls of people were much discouraged because of the way. You know, the children of Israel, if you read about the 40 years the children of Israel journeyed in the wilderness, they complained and murmured a lot, always had something to complain about, I don't know how Moses did it. Moses must have been a saint, because I would have told God, zap these people a long time ago. But that Moses was called to lead those people, and he loved those people. But he got tired of their complaining and murmuring all the time. And verse 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth the light bread. That was the manna. They're complaining. Listen to this. He delivered them out of Egypt, where they were in bondage. Now they're complaining, speaking against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And he complaining. Here they were in captive in Egypt, but now they're wanting to go back to Egypt. Why did you bring us out here to die? There is no bread. Well, they're lying right there. There was bread. God made sure they had manna to eat. The manna would come down 6 days a week, and on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, there wouldn't be no manna come down, because the sixth day there was a double thing of manna, and you gathered more manna, but nothing fell the seventh day. So they had the perfect food, manna. I can't wait to try the manna. It had to be real. This must have been the most perfect food, because the children of Israel could live off of it and stay healthy. I don't know what was in the manna, but it was enough to sustain them. But they didn't like it. I guess they got bored eating it or whatever they did. Then they complained about it. Neither is there any water. Well, God always provided them water. But they complained about, well, we don't have enough water. Well, God always makes sure they had water. And our souls hate this light bread. They hated it. Boy, that was a slap in God's face, wasn't it? Here God delivered them out of Egypt and performed a miracle by causing the water to stop flowing so they can get across the Dead Sea on dry land, delivered them into the wilderness, helped them. He defeated the Canaanites for them. Now they're complaining about, well, I hate this light bread. Why'd you bring us out here to die? They're like a bunch of little babies, aren't they? Always griping and complaining about something. All the Lord did for them, and they're still complaining like a bunch of little babies. We're no better, though. If we were out there in the wilderness, we'd probably be doing the same thing. It's just the nature of men to be little babies. And the Lord sent fiery serpents. He didn't warn them this time. The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. Much people of Israel died. They were complaining and moaning, so the Lord sent fiery serpents to bite the people. And many people died because of this. Then, therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord. They realized, look, we shouldn't have said what we said against the Lord. We have sinned against the Lord. and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he takes away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. So they went to Moses. Can you talk to the Lord? These fiery serpents are killing us. We're dying out here. Can you please talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to forgive us for our sins, for what we've done? And could you please get him to take the serpents away? And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Faith. Well, you think about this. This is the similar. This is in John 3:16. Talks about this is a type of Christ. The serpent is hanging on the cross. If you look upon the serpent, you shall live, the faith. And Christ died on the cross for our sins. And, you know, once you look upon him and come to the realization that you need a Savior, you look upon him, then you look upon him and you shall live. If you accept Christ, you shall live. If you reject Christ, you shall die. If these people wouldn't have looked at this fiery serpent, they would have been dead. They would have died in their sins. Because God gave them a way. Moses told Moses how to do it. Moses told him, if you look upon this fiery serpent, you shall live if you're bitten. And the ones that looked upon of it lived. The one who didn't look upon the serpent died. That's kind of a way it is today, isn't it? Because in John 3:14, there's a verse talks about this. And I can't quote it right off, but I guarantee I will. Because the next one I'll get into, we'll get into John chapter 3 a little bit. And we'll talk about all that then. But, you know, this fiery serpent was like a type of Christ. If you looked upon him, the serpent, you shall live. Why did they live? Because they had faith enough to look upon the serpent, knowing that if they looked upon the serpent, God would not kill them. The faith. How do we live? We look upon Christ who died on the cross for our sins. It's our faith. And we have a desire to look upon him, knowing and want to accept Christ by faith. We no longer have to fear death, because we have eternal life. And throughout the journey of Moses for 40 years, the children of Israel rebelled and did a lot of bad stuff they shouldn't have done. But Moses loved them enough that he said, oh Lord, don't destroy him. Don't destroy him. Moses was called for this task by God because God knew Moses' heart. God knew Moses loved these people. He'd get aggravated with these people for the stupid stuff they did. But how many times does God get aggravated with us for the stupid stuff we do? How many times did Jesus got so aggravated with us over the stupid stuff we did? We are God's children. We are, you know, but still yet, they still get aggravated when we do this stupid stuff that we shouldn't do. We still sin. Even though we're saved, we still sin. We're covered in the precious blood who washed our past, our present, and our future sins are completely washed with the precious blood. But it hurts Sam and it hurts the Holy Spirit when we sin. We shouldn't sin, but we are going to sin. We don't want to sin, but we got the sin nature in us. As long as we're in this mortal body, this earthly body, we are going to sin. I mean, we don't want to, but that's just the way it is. Till we get a new glorified body one of these days, we won't sin anymore. But till we get to heaven, we're going to even though we're saved, we're going to still kind of have to watch what we do so we don't sin as much. And these here, they were saved, but they weren't saved like the cross saved us. They were saved because they had faith enough to believe Moses, believe God, that they look upon it, they live. But it doesn't mean that they have eternal life in this case. Because we don't, it doesn't say anything about they have eternal life on this case. But it was a type of Christ. This was, we look upon the cross, we see Christ. We know if we believe in him, we have eternal life, what he did on the cross for us, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. All they knew, if God told Moses, Moses told him what God said, if you look upon the serpent after you was bit, you wouldn't die. I always enjoyed that one. You know, how God loves us enough, but he will punish the wicked. He will punish the wicked. And they, when we rebel against God, God will deal with the rebellious people. If they're not his children, God will deal with them. They'll end up in the fiery pit of hell if they don't accept. God will take to his rebellious children that are his children, who are washed in the blood of the Lamb. He'll take them to the woodshed if he has to show them their rebellion and show them what they need to get back in fellowship. God will take us to the woodshed. I'm grateful for that. I've been taken to the woodshed a few times by God. And I'm grateful for each and every time he did that. I've been out of fellowship a few times. I'm grateful God brought me back into fellowship. I'm thankful for that. And I thank you